Fulton County hires 800 new teachers a year. District Superintendent Robert Avosa says a small percentage of them are bad hires. But he says it's important to weed them out early.
The fact that we'd have to leave a low-performing teacher who's negatively impacting outcomes for kids in a classroom for a full year before we could really address the issue is why we knew we had to make a bold move in this direction.
Tim Callahan, a spokesperson for the Professional Association of Georgia Educators, says the district will need to exercise the policy carefully.
No one wants to linger and linger and linger. Certainly not. That's not good for kids. But on the other hand, we have to be careful we're not making snap decisions that are harmful both to students and teachers and put us at a disadvantage in recruitment.
Avosa says he doesn't think the policy will affect recruitment. The board is expected to vote on the proposal in April. If approved, it will apply to new hires for the upcoming school year. Martha Dalton, WABE News.